Well, hello and welcome to the England Athletics podcast. We are here for a special edition at the Emirates Arena as the World Athletics Indoor Championships come to a close here in Glasgow, and a terrific one headlined, of course, by Molly Cordery and Josh Kerr. Great moments, of course. Molly Cordery was the youngest competitor on England's team in 2018. She won a silver medal in 2022. Now she's the world champion. What about Josh Kerr? Of course, hailing from Scotland, but coming through the pathway in terms of championships organised by England Athletics 10 years ago. He won under 17 national titles, 1500 and in the 3000 metres as well. Now he's world champion indoors and out, covering both distances. So let's bring you some reflections on these championships and what they might mean as we build towards the outdoor season, of course. Well, just walking around the mix zone, I can see Mondo Duplantis just to my left, who's won gold in the pole vault. So many people, of course, make up a championships, right through from the officials, medical staff, team staff, physios, coaches, broadcasters as well. Commentating for World Athletics was Hannah England, World Championship silver medalist outdoors, of course, and also 200-meter world champion Daphne Schippers. Let's hear their reflections on these championships.
It's been wonderful. I think athletes, if they're having disruptions in Olympic year, they wouldn't turn up. So perhaps we're getting kind of the cream of the crop, the best that are already in wonderful shape. But we had some brilliant battles. I loved seeing the endurance races take centre stage here on the last day. I loved seeing a men's 1500 without Jakob Ingebrigtsen in it and it being a totally tactical affair. And there were lots of highlights this weekend and it just makes me super excited for Paris.
Daphne, is it quite easy to choose your favourite moment? Obviously, Femke Bol very much involved and doing very well.
To be honest, I love track and field, so I love a lot of different events, but also the 400 metres, the 60 metres, they're on fire, so I love that.
Yeah, your original event is the heptathlon, no? So seeing the multi-events, you enjoy them as well?
Yeah, of course. The men and the women, they did a really good young field, so I think that's good to start with the World Championships indoors for them.
Don't you think it's incredible how Femke Bol is, it's not really her main event, and also she manages to have her teammate keeping her company just behind?
I think that's perfect for her, also because they train together, so I think they like build up together, and I think she's in a really good shape, and also for the hurdles she will be good.
Hannah, what about a word on the British team, you know, headlined by the world champions?
Well, Molly Cordery was phenomenal, and Josh Kerr put on a tactical masterclass. I've been talking all weekend, I haven't got any words left. It was wonderful seeing Josh Kerr doing that. I'm gutted for Gemma Riki. I think when you go through every single tactic you could have had in that women's 800, you wouldn't have expected it to be that slow, not the way that the semi-finals were run. So I think it's brilliant for Gemma to have that silver medal, and that might push her on to new levels. But wonderful to see the women's 4x4 running so well as well.
Daphne, I don't think I ever saw you run a 4x4 relay, but I didn't expect to see Noah Lyles run a 4x4 relay. So there were some crazy moments.
Yeah, for me I was very excited about that, to see how good he ran, but he was really good in the 4x4. I was very surprised, to be honest.
So we're bringing a few people to reflect. I'm going to bring in Tim Adams from Athletics Weekly. Tim, we're here in the mix zone, it's all a little bit quieter now. Your thoughts on these championships, would you agree, you know, very much headlined by Cordery and Kerr, those wonderful performances on the Saturday?
Yeah, it's one of those championships that you look back on, and with the Paris Olympics coming up in the summer, that you hope, and I'd be intrigued to see the BBC figures, but for Josh Kerr and Molly Cordery to have got two gold medals in the space of 35 minutes, and it's the first time that Great Britain has had multiple gold medals in a major global championships in a single session since Super Saturday at London 2012. So, you know, you'd like to think the British public off the back of this will embrace athletics in the same way that they did ahead of London 2012, you know, with Paris just being a hop across the channel, so to speak. But, you know, an amazing atmosphere when, you know, Josh and Molly got those gold medals, Gemma winning silver as well, and all being well, yeah, fantastic championships.
Yeah, brilliant moment for Molly Cordery. We'll talk about her specifically in a moment. First, let's hear her reaction to winning that gold medal.
Molly Cordray, I've just spoken to your dad, Stuart, and he says he's in awe of you. He says taking you to all of the competitions and being your coach was the fun part. What a moment. I mean, how do you even begin to put it into words?
I mean, if he said that, I'm in awe of him too. I could not be here without the support of my family. And growing up, they would drive me hours to competitions, and they drove 10 hours just to be here all the way from Cornwall. So unbelievable, and it's such a special moment to be able to share with everyone.
How on earth did you make it so smooth being the best in the world this year, which is 100 times different from actually winning a gold medal?
I've always said that I like being the underdog, and although I may not have been expected to win today because there were some really good girls, I definitely wasn't out of the spotlight coming into this, and there was a little bit of added pressure, and I was probably the most nervous I ever have been. So just to have executed the way I have, I'm really proud of myself.
What about Cornwall on the map? You know, you said driving long distances, but yeah, I think that your region has been so proud of you. Now, of course, your country will be so proud of you. But yeah, what about putting Cornwall on the map?
Yeah, Cornwall is such an incredible county to come from. They're so, it's a tight-knit community. So when one person is behind you, I feel like everybody is. And they've been so supportive through the entire career.
And finally, how do you even begin to imagine what could come next for you this year?
I think, like I said, I need to just not get ahead of myself and just take it day by day. The first part of getting to the Olympics is being on the start line and just being healthy. And I'm going to take a week off and then just kind of start my winter prep and just try and stay consistent, which is what I've done through winter.
So that's Molly Cordray after winning pole vault gold with the best clearance of 4.80 metres. As you heard there, she was responding to comments from her dad and former coach Stuart. Here's what he had to say just after the title was won.
Oh, just super amazing. We can't really believe it. I mean, it was up and down the whole way through, and just amazing. I don't know what else to say, really.
You know, the commitment that you have had with Molly, you know, being her coach, ferrying her to all the events over the years, and now to have realised this dream.
Well, that's been my pleasure anyway, so that was just easy to do, and it wasn't hard work. It was just good fun, and we thoroughly enjoyed it, and that's what got her here, the fun part of it. Just going to take your hat off to her, haven't you? I mean, it's just amazing, her mental strength, her mental skill on the pole. She's incredible. I'm in awe of her.
Let's talk about her specifically then. As a result, that name will be more known among athletics fans, but it's a name that Athletics Weekly and others have known for a while. So what have you made of just how special that was for her?
Yeah, Molly Cordray is someone who has been well known in the sports for the past few years. She finished fifth at the Budapest World Championships last year. She got a medal at the Commonwealth Games and nearly lost her finger before that in a gym accident. So for her to have kind of got through that adversity was instrumental. She then kind of got injured again. And last year had a pretty tricky time balancing that, but, you know, made the World Champs in Budapest. But over the winter period, she's been incredible. She's had that consistency. She visualised, she said to me in an interview yesterday, of how she would be able to jump these heights. And that has helped her massively over the last year. And it's interesting, her PB last year of 4.75 metres is the lowest jump she's got this year. She's got 4.86 metres. That jump, you know, the British record's 490 metres from Holly Bradshaw. If she gets between 485, 490, even to 495, that's Olympic gold medal territory. And she is an exciting prospect. If she can keep that consistency, from my point of view, she could win the Olympic gold medal in Paris.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing to say, but ultimately you have to start somewhere, don't you? And finally, just a pick for maybe an underrated performance, someone that doesn't necessarily have to have won a medal, but someone that you enjoyed watching in particular or enjoyed speaking to at these championships?
There are so many. It's really tricky. I would probably put Molly up there in terms of an actual individual interview, the adversity that she's kind of come through. When you look at certainly the international athletes, and we see, you know, St. Lucia and Dominica, two of the smallest nations in the World Indoor Championships, both of their athletes getting medals, it does say so much about the global appeal of athletics. And I think Seb Coe, you know, who's World Athletics president, is right that there are not many global sports. Football is probably one of them, athletics is another. That is so big for what it can be. You know, you've got this Netflix documentary coming in the spring as well with the sprinters. That's going to be exciting. And I think the sport is kind of going through a new era again, and it's great for everyone.
So that'd be what maybe you're most looking forward
to coming
ahead of the Olympic Games, really just opening up the sport in new ways?
100%. It's something where I think after London 2012, certainly in Britain, you had that peak of athletics that continued to an extent until kind of London 2017. And then you had Mo, Jess, Greg retiring in that period. Usain on a global level retired. We've now got this new crop, this new generation of athletes coming through. You look at some of the ages of the athletes winning the gold medals here, it's remarkable. And I think Paris 2024 has not just the potential, but it realistically should be the best Olympics we've had since London.
Setting the standard high. Thank you very much, Tim. Appreciate it. That's Tim Adams from Athletics Weekly. Quite an exciting year that we're setting up. Not least for someone like Lavia Nielsen, a captain's performance that she was hoping for, a relay bronze in the 4x4, coming fourth in the 400 metres. Let's hear from her.
Like, it just went by so quickly. I've never been part of a world record race before. I knew it was going to be fast. I think Femke looked so easy in both her heats and semis. And the goal was to get out really hard in the first 200 and just stay as close to them as I could. I'm really, really proud of how I handled myself in that break, because when you're in lane two and they're all coming towards you, is scary. But I held my inside line and was in a good position coming to the home straight.
Yeah, I know. It feels scary for everyone watching just to think of the incredible pace within that race. How did you maintain your composure when you know, as you say, kind of blink and you'll miss it, round the bend they go so quickly?
I had a shock yesterday in my semi-final. I was far too relaxed in the first 200. Out in lane six, and when I came in, everyone was there, and that really gave me a tough lesson to learn very quickly. I had basically a night to adjust to that, and so this morning I said to myself, I'm racing a 200 today, and whatever happens at 200, I'll just stick with it. And so, yeah, really proud of the way I've handled these rounds and how I've overcome that adversity.
And final question for me then. You revealed in a little video BBC Sport did that you speak Arabic at home.
Oh, yeah.
But you also, of course, do these brilliant videos, one of which was a vlog at the UK Champs. So you clearly have so many strings to your bow, you know, outside just running and many talents aside. So what does it mean to kind of be able to showcase them and share them with people? Because it's so important, isn't it, being more than just an athlete?
Yeah, do you know, I think we've been athletes now for so long. This is my 10th professional season, and I think in that time we've built up an incredible platform on social media, but also within the sport. And so once we had that platform, we wanted to showcase just our day-to-day lives. I think both Lena and I have so much we want to share, whether it's our chronic illness, which is MS, or our nutrition side, or the fun side, which is why we do YouTube. It's just, there is so much more to just being an athlete, and I think we can forget about that when all you see is what we do on the track. So we want to show what we do off the track as well.
Well, Lavia, of course, did end up winning a medal in that 4x4 relay final, and I spent that final in the stands with their teammates as part of that squad, Hannah Kelly and Hannah Breyer, and this is how it went from their point of view.
Sometimes I get more nervous watching than racing, but the girls are gonna smash it. Be ready, so yeah.
Hannah Breyer, I know you're so excited to be part of this team, to rub shoulders with everyone. How are you feeling now?
Do you know what? I've loved every single second of this. Like, it's just amazing being in the atmosphere and being given this opportunity. It's really given me a lot of motivation for summer, and you know what? I can't wait to watch these girls smash it now.
Our voices are gone. I thought I was going to start crying. Yeah, the girls did it. We knew they could. so proud.
You didn't half give your voice to it though. That was brilliant cheering. Jessie Knight always does the business though.
Yeah, definitely. Jessie Knight is such a fighter. That was absolutely amazing. That is so deserved. These girls really deserve a medal. So that's amazing.
Hannah, what do you think you've learned from your teammates, your more experienced teammates in this?
Just have the confidence to believe in yourself that we deserve to be here. We've earned our way here and you've just proved it. It's been an honour to run alongside these girls. They've got so much experience and I've always loved them and it's just great to be on the team with them.
Hannah Breyer, you said that when you were convinced to do the 400 metres that it was such a long way, which is a very sprinter response, isn't it? But I feel like there'll be more of this to come for you.
Yeah, definitely. You know what, it's just given me a bit of a taste of what it can be like. And yeah, do you know what, I think 400s are okay now. This is okay, I love it, yeah.
So it's a bit of credit to your coach then as a result for pushing you on that.
Yeah, do you know what, thank you, Matt. I do really, really appreciate you pushing me to this point. I wouldn't be here without him, but yeah, it's amazing, absolutely amazing.
To our friends at Welsh Athletics as well, the representative on the team, I'm sure that you will have had people that were delighted, across Wales for what you've managed to do and what could be perhaps this season.
Definitely. I've had so many messages from young Welsh athletes saying, well done, one day I want to be in your position, and that's really, really inspiring, and that's what's made this championship the best, is showing other people that they can do it.
Especially as you've seen your brother on this kind of stage as well. And then, so final word from Hannah Kelly, being from Bolton, is that correct?
From Bury running for Bolton.
Yeah, okay, from Bury running for Bolton. Yeah. Talk to me about the kind of passion, maybe the messages that you've had from your local area and what this means to you and your club.
Yeah, I've had great support. My coach is here, who I've been with since I was 10 from Bolton, and he's been through the thick and thin of it. And then also my group from home. Yeah, it means a lot, all the support. It really goes a long way. I'm very grateful for it.
Well, wonderful scenes there just to hear Hannah Breyer and Hannah Kelly. Of course, they would have loved to be on the track during that final, but still gaining really good experience. Hannah Kelly running there and Hannah Breyer being in the squad, and I'm sure more to come over 400 metres for her. Well, Scotland's Josh Kerr made it look so easy as he won 3,000 metre gold. Here are his thoughts after winning the gold medal.
I've said it a couple of times, I've been sitting in my hotel room for the last couple of days like a kid on Christmas Eve, knowing that the performance that I'm ready and capable of doing, and I just wanted to get it right today, and it just felt like my day. And I worked very hard on the mental side as well as the physical side of the sport, and it was my moment, and I just had to stay calm, relaxed, and keep the heart rate low for that long race. I'm just going to continue to turn up and do my job, and they can take that, receive that whatever way they want to. I think I've shown that I'm, a prominent person on this stage, and I'm going to continue to hopefully put performances that I can be proud of and bring medals back to my team, and that's my big goal, and that's why I get put on these championship teams.
So we have to reflect on brilliant moments for Scottish athletes in front of a home crowd. Josh Kerr, gold; Gemma Reekie, silver; Laura Muir just missing out, but was really roared on. Peter Jardine from Scottish Athletics, who better, I suppose, to just give a bit of a colour and thought on those performances. You've known these athletes for a long time.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. I mean, it's been a great few days. Three athletes in the GB team, two of them winning medals. We're very, very pleased about it.
What about someone like Josh Kerr, just thinking about his background and how long he's been coming through the Scottish Athletics pathway from a young age, someone that you've known a while?
I've known him a long, long time. He referenced an event last night. I think he was talking about 9 minutes, 11 seconds run in the 3,000. It was actually a Scottish Under-20 Championships in the Emirates Arena in early January 2015. So that is 9 years ago. And he missed out on the medals that night in the Under-20s. But he went off to America. He started to hone his career on the NCAA scene. And he's just blossomed in the last 2 or 3 years. A little bit of a blip in 2022. He didn't do particularly well in Oregon. He didn't do well in the final in Birmingham, the Commonwealth Games, in a Team Scotland vest. So it's great to see Josh at the level he's at now.
And how proud are you of Gemma Reekie as well? Because she was fourth at the Olympic Games, and everyone knows that that's not the first choice of place to finish, is it? This will be a very proud achievement for her.
It feels like a breakthrough moment for Gemma, because she was a double champion at the Euro under 23s in the 800 and the 1500, but that was 2019. It's 5 years ago now, and she's been on a roller coaster since then. She's had glandular fever, she's changed coach, there's been a lot going on there, and it's just great to see her with that confidence. And although I think she's probably slightly disappointed she didn't win the gold, the interesting thing about this indoor season is she's run pretty fast. I think there's a 2:158 in there and a 1:59 certainly, so she's run really pretty quickly, which is good.
Just a bit of colour aside from that, when I've been taking the train here around the city, I've seen the stops and I think, oh, that's an athletics club. Camel Slang, oh, that's another athletics club. Gemma Reekie, of course, representing Kilbarkan. I'm sure for the community of Scottish athletics clubs, this has been a wonderful championship to come and support and to inspire a new generation.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. I think there's about 150 kit carriers, and we at Scottish Athletics were involved in that. We had 350 applications for kit carrier roles in a 24-hour period, for aged sort of 14 to 23, and a lot of them are from our clubs, some from our academy, some from our young people's forum as well. So direct connection to the sport. They've all been in the stadium, they've been posing for selfies with Ryan Crowser, Noah Lyles, Carsten Warholm. It's been terrific, and we do hope that there's a spin-off from that kind of thing. Gemma Reekie was at Glasgow 2014 in the stand at Hampden watching, and so was Erin Wallace. In fact, Erin Wallace was in a picture with Usain Bolt, and both of those athletes very much prominent on the British scene now.
That's wonderful. I mean, how proud have you been of the way that this city has hosted another great championship? It's not the first, obviously, but if you have been walking through the city centre as well, there have been World Athletics Championships, boards up in colour, making it obvious that this event is on.
Yeah, and the exhibition, the MOWA, they call it, World Athletics Exhibition in a St Enoch's shopping centre in the middle of the city. It's a great idea because it's taking you right directly to people. I think there will be a lot of interest. There's been tremendous media interest, there's been tremendous social media interest as well in our athletes. But something like Josh Kerr becoming World Indoor Champion off the back of last summer really just tops it off, because it takes it all to another level.
And so finally, Peter, of course, yeah, we work together as home country athletic federation, Scottish Athletics, England Athletics, Wales and Northern Ireland. These kind of big events, British athletics play obviously a big part in kind of the top elite level, but we'll always be looking out for the young athletes coming through. There'll always be the national championships to arrange, England and Scotland. What excites you about this coming year across all the work that you do?
Alex, you're absolutely spot on, because in my laptop, in the back end of our website system, I'm working on the stories for the next couple of weeks, and it's young athletes road races, Scottish half marathon championships next weekend in Inverness, it's a club webinar education session that's coming up, it's London mini marathon selection is in the pipeline. There's a menopause friendly education session for clubs as well. Just all sorts of work that goes on in the background. There's a club post part-time position with Aberdeen AAC where someone can actually work to help grow the sport in Aberdeen through that club. They may not seem too headline grabbing, but they're actually the fundamentals of that take us to where Gemma Reekie from Kilbarkan and Josh Kerr from Embracy and Laura Muir through Dundee Hockhill and then through Glasgow University. That's what takes them to it, and we are very proud and pleased with the Scottish pathway, because it works.
That's fantastic. You said that there's all the stories coming up, but it's pretty much all in your head, because you did very well to remember all of that once I'd put you on the spot.
Thanks, no problem.
Talking about some of the people who didn't necessarily win a medal but still did well at these championships, one of those athletes was Georgia Bell, coming fourth in the 1500 metres, improving her time dramatically this year, winning on the World Indoor Tour in Stockholm. Of course, she was an English schools champion in 2008, British Universities winner in 2015. She had a break of more than 5 years from the track. Let's hear what she made of it.
Yeah, no, I do take confidence from that. It's nice to see me getting close to the medals. It's a shame to come fourth, obviously. It's like a bit bittersweet because I just missed out, but I'm very happy with the improvement this year and how far I've come. So, yeah, it's a lot to take away for going into outdoor season as well.
But I know that your selection generally and your improvement recently will be extremely popular for everyone that's kind of followed you in recent years. It seemed like you race with the general experience that you have as an athlete, as a human being. If you are nonetheless a little inexperienced at major championships?
Yeah, I think so. I think sometimes it helps just going into it a little bit naive. Like, maybe because I haven't been in the sport for the last few years, I don't have the same kind of fear around certain big names or anything like that. I just am seizing every opportunity. I think that's working. It's just being kind of brave with racing, and I hope I keep that.
So as a result, do you feel a real, not urgency, but a real desire to grasp what you can from this season, maybe from next season, over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I want to take everything that I've learned from this season. I was just saying, like, even coming to a championships, the things you learn about racing, like what I learned in the heat, like always run through the line, and just there when Emily Matthew made that move, like that was fantastic. And so I just am going to take all of that race experience that you can't pick up from training and take it out into the summer.
Who's come here to support? Who's been watching on from home? What have some of your work colleagues said? Because obviously for them it's a bit of a change in fortunes to see you ride on this stage and on TV.
Yeah, I've got a big support crew here with family, friends, my boyfriend, and then everyone from home has been tuning in. I've had friends tuning in from bars, showing me it, like people all over the world, their kids are setting alarms for different time zones. And work have been really supportive as well. Yeah, I think they all tuned in to watch and have been really supportive. So,
will you do any more duathlons or anything like that?
I really want to. I think it's really good for the fitness. I'll definitely keep cycling. That's never going to go outside of the training. And then I'll be one or two duathlons at the end of the summer. But yeah, I've got to make sure I don't get injured on my bike before a big summer of track racing.
Georgia Bell of Belgrave Harriers. Well, I mentioned earlier some of the other people that are part of these championships, and spectators make it what it is. Of course, brilliant noise from the fans throughout these championships, a real cauldron atmosphere roaring on the British athletes, but also generally a knowledgeable crowd appreciating great performances, including those world records that we saw, 400 metres for Femke Bol as well, another one. Now, Lee Munn is from Track and Field Tours, which effectively organise opportunities people to come to these championships and cheer on athletes. He's also a member of the British Athletic Supporters Club, and I caught up with him just before he left the arena.
Yeah, as a fan, it's been very, very well organised, very easy getting into the stadium, which is sometimes half a battle when it's overseas, and really, really well looked after, and there's been no issues. It's been great, yeah, being able to all sit together in the stadium as well for camaraderie, so it's been really, really good. Yeah, couldn't fault it. We've been using a number of buses all around the city, been easy to get around, everything's been on time, which is always great when you're organising a group.
What about the fact there's been a great view, I think, within this arena, nice, beautifully new track, and that means that you will have had a great perspective on some of the great moments from a British point of view.
Indeed, yes, it's proven to be a very fast track as well, with all the new records that have been set, which as a supporter is great to see, not just GB athletes, but all athletes around the world, is fantastic. So yeah, indoor athletics is great for being so close to the proximity of athletes competing, and being able to kind of almost reach out and touch. So the stadium's been great for that sort of aspect. You can see, no, there's no bad seat in the house, and that makes a massive difference.
Your favourite moment of these championships? I mean, is it one of the obvious ones, the gold medals that we saw?
Yeah, it probably is being obviously a GB supporter. I think when there's any kind of national records and any records that set, PBs, I'd love to know the statistics, because I think it's probably one of the championships that had the most personal bests. I think seeing Josh Kerr run in his home country and home city as well is absolutely amazing. That's probably one of the highlights, seeing somebody do so well in their home city.
And also to make it look comfortable in a way that almost didn't give us the anxiety of some other performances.
Indeed, yeah. He's a great one, very great tactical runner to watch. He seems to work out who his opposition is, so to speak. Tends to race perfectly, really. Keeps out of trouble generally, and how he runs, it's easier said than done. And time after time, he proves, he is the best.
Yes, sunglasses indoors as well. Wouldn't be popular with many, but it is just his style, isn't it? A great athlete to watch. And a quick word on Molly Cawdrey then. You know, she will, as a result, gain popularity. Her name will be more known among supporters of British athletics and British sport.
Yeah, very much so. I think that the people don't realise that Molly has been around for quite a while, a good 7 years competing.
people like us realise that.
Indeed, exactly, yes, yeah. Yes. But the neutral, I suppose, you know, coming into the stadium maybe for the first time, because we shouldn't assume that everybody, you know, is a follower of athletics for many, many years. But yeah, it's great, and she was, you know, in form. You know, but there's a difference being able to compete with all the pressure on your shoulders. People know you're in form, and the great champions are the ones that can perform under pressure. And she's now, you know, within that category of athletes.
Well, that brings this podcast from Glasgow to a close. Hope you've enjoyed the reflections on the World Athletics Indoor Championships, looking ahead, as we did with Tim Adams, to the Olympic Games this year, and with Peter Jardine just describing some of the other work that keeps people so busy in athletics behind the scenes. Thanks very much for listening, and speak to you soon.